Swamiji, I'd like to continue with the discussion on Ishvara.
Yeah.
But this is the general area. When we use terms Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, and Virat, these are terms, Swamiji,
yeah.
And
yeah,
I'd like
know,
you to put
yeah.
those. I'd like Swamiji to put those terms in context, what they mean, how they are useful, how we should view them. That's part one. And then part two that I'll remind you of later is sometimes Ishvara is considered as an exalted jiva in some of the texts, which I find problematic. So all of this I'd like Swamiji to spend some time discussing.
Okay. House is full. Number one, this the exalted jiva. I tell you why. The truth is nirguna, free from attributes. Then, when you call jiva or Ishvara, when you say there is jiva and Ishvara, jiva is saguna, is with attributes, all limited. Once you say the jiva has limited attributes, and who is a jiva? Then the limitless attributes, bhaga. Bhaga is limitless attributes. Nothing different. You have knowledge and limitless knowledge. Knowledge without a dash of ignorance. You have shakti, power, viryam, samarthyam to create and all that. And limitless, samagram viryam. You have vairagya. Means jiva has vairagyam. Vairagyam means dispassion. If it is there, it is okay. If it is not there, it is okay. Towards balloons and a few other things. Vairagyam with reference to everything. Then yashas and shri, aishwaryam. Aishwaryam, overlordship, total. Shrihi, all forms of wealth, glories, yashas, all total. Everybody has these six. Everybody has. But with a limitation. So, these six qualities, one who has, is also jiva. Just for the sake of, if one is jiva, limited is jiva, and there is another jiva who has little more of everything, or little more in one thing, and another jiva who is limitless in everything. There is no issue, just a name. They will say jiva because qualities are there.
But Swamiji, the idea that I've heard spoken of is that the jiva, like if I'm a jiva, I have karma, but I could, by doing upasana and karmas, I could take the sthana of Ishvara.
Yeah, that's a further.
But that's what I'm talking about, Swamiji.
No,
and that's
okay.
What I have a problem
with. We will see that.
Okay.
Now, that what is the upadhi for Ishvara to be? Karma upadhi. Maya, karma, avyakta, all these upadhis. Brahman to have that upadhi to make Ishvara what Ishvara is. Then the samashti karma is there. So samashti karma becomes, total karma becomes the upadhi for Ishvara to be. Now, if that is a position, Ishvara won't take it. Hiranyagarbha. the Hiranyagarbha, they will say. So you will achieve the Hiranyagarbha sthanam, Brahmaji sthanam, Hiranyagarbha sthanam. The upasana, by upasana you will get Hiranyagarbha sthanam, Brahmaji sthanam. That is only upachara, it is only upachara. Hiranyagarbha loka, or Hiranyagarbha sthanam means you lose yourself to Hiranyagarbha. Or the exalted jiva becomes Hiranyagarbha. Two contentions are there. You lose yourself to be Hiranyagarbha, or Ishvara, or Virat. All the three of them is Ishvara only. Three levels. That is more for us to resolve the Vyashti into Samashti. I will come to that later. And for the resolution's sake, you require Virat, we require Hiranyagarbha, we require Ishvara, all the three. And one by upasana and karma, karma jnana samuchaya, by upasana as well as karma, one can reach Hiranyagarbha loka. There is presented as a jiva. Presented as a Hiranyagarbha loka and Brahma loka. Hiranyaka, otherwise called Brahma loka. And that Brahma loka, the one who is Brahmaji, is an exalted jiva.
A jiva within the Brahma loka.
Within the Srishti. Hmm. But because of some exalted punya,
but some will say
he also, you know, when Brahmaji finishes 100 years and so many chatur yugas, four yugas, so make one day for him, so many chatur yugas, not one, so many chatur yugas, make one day. Then he has got 100 years. Then afterwards he is relieved. He is a jivan mukta, occupying that exalted position. He is a Hiranyagarbha. I think it is a more prashamsa.
But Swamiji, it can result in really what I consider very serious problems if it's not properly understood. Because it will go. People will go on to say that Brahmaji is the one, as the exalted jiva, who imagines or projects the creation, and so therefore there's a distinction between Brahmaji as an exalted jiva projecting the creation, and myself as Brahman, who is the very being of this creation. So I should be able to say, I am Ishvara. Not that Brahmaji is Ishvara. I am Ishvara.
No,
otherwise, I would keep a jivatvam, which resolves into Brahman, but Brahmaji is the one who is Ishvara.
That's a position.
I want Swamiji to straighten it out.
Brahmaji's creation, the individual that is created by Brahmaji, by his projection, there are individuals, like in your dream. Mm-hmm. And then one individual does lot of karma and punya and waits for the cycle, Brahmaji's cycle is over and this fellow becomes Brahmaji. All are Brahman. Within that, he waits for that and then karma waits. And then he becomes Brahmaji. This is one way of looking at it. Or he resolves himself into Brahmaji. And then Brahmaji also is resolved into Ishvara. This is another version. Both the versions are accepted in the tradition. This is all prashamsa, we call it as prashamsa. Because the possibility you cannot remove. Because he said, Ishvara also is mithya. Belong to the same order of reality. Ishwaratvam is mithya. Jivatvam also is mithya. In the mithya jivatvam, limited jivatvam, there are limitless jivatvam. Therefore, the jiva can achieve that.
If you say, Swamiji, that the jiva can attain some sort of resolution, like a savikalpa samadhi
yeah.
type of thing, an upasana, resolution through a long-lasting upasana with Ishvara or with Hiranyagarbha, I could see that, logically, that could be a possibility. Or that the jiva could attain the exalted state of Brahmaji as an exalted jiva within the creation. That seems like a possibility. But to say...
See, even now you are Ishvara.
Mm-hmm.
You are Hiranyagarbha.
Right.
Because you can resolve the difference even now.
Mm-hmm.
So by knowing, so I am the Vastu. I am the Vastu, the reality. Then if there is Ishvara, that is me. If there is Hiranyagarbha, it is me. If there is Virat, it is me. So this is, even now you can do. Even now you can do. But the Hiranyagarbha sthanam, without self-knowledge, is an exalted position. That position one can achieve.
What about for the jnani? With knowledge, when there's the Vidya
no
Mukti,
issue.
When the Vidya Mukti, then what?
Then there is only Brahman who has Ishvara, whatever that is there. Again, Ishvara in the form of Hiranyagarbha, in the form of Virat. And therefore, all the three levels are nothing but Brahman, Ishvara. Ishvara, when you say, he doesn't have the Ajnana.
Right.
And therefore, that Ishwaratvam is always, in everything there is Ishwaratvam. Even in a small atom, there is Ishwaratvam. In any organism also, Ishwaratvam. In a jiva, exalted jiva also, Ishwaratvam. Now if you take Brahmaji as, that's a jiva you add. Brahmaji you add, then it becomes an exalted position.
Right.
And that exalted position gives certain ananda. That is the top samsarika ananda.
Yes.
But Brahmaji should be taken only as a position. Brahmaji's position. Otherwise, there is you transcend that also, you know. So, Ishvara, position. That when there is a calculus on ananda, that, so, teyeshatam prajapater ananda. Sayeko, the Prajapati, Teyeshatam Brihaspati Ananda. 100 units of Brihaspati Ananda is 1 unit of Prajapati Ananda. Prajapati is Hiranyagarbha. Brahmaji. So Prajapati Ananda. Position. He is not talking about the knowledge of Brahmaji, the position of Brahmaji.
Okay, I have to push this a little farther, Swamiji, just to make sure. If, for instance, when Swamiji talks of Ishvara as manifest knowledge, okay, the reason that is not my manifest knowledge as a jiva is because of the limited antakarana, mind. Okay, that's the only reason. When this upadhi is not there, then whatever is Brahman, whatever is Ishvara, whatever that experience is, Ishvara's experience, that is my experience. Because I am Ishvara.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if that's clear... Then, if somebody says that, no, really, the experience, Ishvara's, the infinite experience of Ishvara is something that is gained by Brahmaji. In other words, it is Brahmaji as an exalted jiva that imagines the creation, and therefore, the experience of the creation belongs to Brahmaji, not to Brahman. It's some kind of a weird sankhya.
No. See... Brahmaji also Brahman. Jiva also is Brahman. Brahmaji also is Brahman. There is nothing
besides
Brahman.
No, Swamiji, that's clear.
Yeah.
That is clear. I'm Brahman, you're Brahman, the ant is Brahman, the
ground
is Brahman.
But anyway, once you say experience,
mm-hmm.
then you have to include Maya.
That's right.
Therefore, once you include Maya, then Ishvara.
But who? The Maya Upadhi.
Yeah.
The Maya Upadhi is Brahman's Upadhi.
Yeah, okay. That's correct.
Only Brahman's Upadhi.
Brahman's Upadhi.
What if you say that the Maya, because this is what it comes down to, the Maya Upadhi, which is manifest, infinite manifest knowledge, is Brahmaji's experience. It's Brahmaji's experience, and therefore, with the, when the jiva drops, when the even with Videya Mukti, the body drops, there is no more Upadhi, you're just Brahman, you're no longer the whole, you're not the whole, you're only Brahman, but you're not Ishwara, because the Ishwaratvam, the manifest knowledge belongs to Brahmaji.
No Ishwara. See.
But does Swamiji know what I'm talking about?
No, it seems very clear. Problem is different. Once you have this is another topic it is.
Okay.
Videha Mukti is only an expression. Because we were accepting Jivan Mukti.
That's right.
Mukti is Mukti. Jivan Mukti because you continue to hang around. And so this, because you hang around, it's called Jivan Mukti, living you are free. And then the body drops, it's called Videha Mukti. Now in this Videha Mukti, what is, even while you are Jiva, you are Brahman. And when the Videha Mukti takes place also, you are Brahman. Then afterward, whatever is Brahman is going to be you.
Exactly.
And the Brahman happens to be Ishvara, happens to be Hiranyagarbha, anything, and everything is you. And therefore, that's what it will be. So you will be imagining, not to anybody else, that Brahman being you, you will be imagining. So it is something like the dreamer. The dreamer, suppose, dreams one fellow, and that fellow realizes somehow the fact that myself is Brahman, is neither dreamer nor Ishvara, and who created me, nor I am created and things like that, the person realizes, recognizes. Then afterwards he dies. And the dream continues. Now he will be dreaming. That that consciousness is the dreamer, and then dreamer will be, he will be dreaming. Therefore, as Brahman alone, everything else, so whatever is the lot of Brahman, that is the lot of you. Because there is no you. There is only Brahman. Even now it is the same, then also it will be the same. Therefore the Brahman's experience, whatever that is. And therefore it is Swaicha, Swatantra, Swatantram Brahman. And therefore Jagat is you and everything is you, it's all Brahman. Now you become an altar, Devatas also, you are all the Devatas, you are all the Jivas also. And the Agnis also. The Jiva's Agnis also are your Agnis. But you are Asangam. Therefore nothing happens there. You are Satyam. It's all from the Jiva standpoint, Ishvara, Jiva standpoint, Hiranyagarbha. It's all from, you look at things like that and so, because they're all so standpoints. But Vastu is one Vastu. And another thing I'd like to say is the Hiranyagarbha and all that, the importance of this is to be recognized. That's where the whole Shastra is. In the Upanishads, in Mandukya especially, at every level, the Mandukya presents the whole Vastu in the form of Om first. Then Om is equated to Brahman. Brahman is everything. Om iti idam sarvam, Brahma iva idam sarvam. Om becomes the name for Brahman. And therefore when you say Om is everything, you mean Brahman is everything. Then the question is, what is that Brahman? The answer is, I am Atma Brahma. The self-evident self is Brahman. Then afterwards there is a teaching. Look at the teaching. Brahman, if you say, you will always talk about third person. You are talking about some Brahman, some substance, some vastu. So this, everything is Brahman, is teaching mythology. It's amazing. So this, everything is Brahman, it was said. Then you have a distance from that. Everything is Brahman. Brahman becomes an object. And it is to be predicated. And therefore it is referred by the third person. There is Brahman. And it is going to be something. Brahman is everything. That some distance is there in understanding. Conversion is that Brahman is I am Atma. Discussion changes. Brahman becomes this self, self-evident I. Then the self-evident I, Chatushpat, it has four quarters. Like a dollar has four quarters. It has four quarters. That means there is only one. Every quarter is that same dollar. Correct? The same dollar is a quarter. Quarter gains reality because of dollar. And therefore one quarter means what? Dollar is there, but not total. We can say that is how that. So the three quarters are pointed out as the waker, the waker and the waker's world of experience. That is the crucial thing, because Brahman is everything. Atma is everything. Then you have to say waker and the waker's world is everything. The knower and the known. Everything. This is the subject-object is everything. And our understanding is subject is different from the object. Object is different from the subject. This is where all the problem lies. The difference is there, but there is no really a second thing. There is no second thing. The one thing alone appears differently, like in dream. And therefore, so the subject-object difference, accepting the difference, because you are accepting waking, you are accepting sthula book. The waker is called sthula book, bahir prajnaha. He is conscious of the external with the mind senses. And sthula book, and he experiences the sthula prapancha, the physical world. And then saptangaha. Then the total is brought in. So Brahman is everything means you have to bring the total. You bring the total. The total is Virat. So the waker, this is where the order I am bringing in. The waker, you become a waker. The Atma becomes a waker with reference to the physical body, mind, senses. And these senses are located in the body because they have a physical aspect. So anatomical aspect is there for eyes and ears. Therefore we have to accept the physical body. And the senses, the mind. So you become a waker. You experience the sthula bhoga. You experience the sthula jagat, the physical world. And this physical world means from where did it come? Brahman. Same Brahman. I am Atma Brahman, Sarvam Brahman. And therefore this is also Brahman. So experiencer is Brahman. Experiencer is Brahman. Saptangaha. Therefore, at this level, I must resolve the separateness, alienation. So, the swallowing the alienation is the method. Because now I am alienated from, not only from Jagat, from Ishvara. Jagat alienation is Ishvara alienation because Jagat is Ishvara. And this is the part of Jagat. If the five elements are Jagat, the five elements, Akasha, space, time and all that is Jagat. And this is the product of all that. And therefore this is all Jagat. This is all Jagat. And therefore, so how do you look at here Virat as Ishvara? Purely in the form of order, pure knowledge. That's why order, that's why predictability. If there is something uncertain, and so that is uncertain is also predictable. That it is uncertain is at a quantum level. The behavior patterns are uncertain, if you say that is the certain. You are so certain, the quantum mechanics people, they are so certain that things won't be certain. This electron can jump here, can jump there. Therefore, that is uncertain. It can be at the same time and another place. It beats the light. The speed of light. That's where Ishvara comes in. Don't say this is Ishvara, that is Ishvara, you will be caught.
It's
well, what I say, you resolve through the order. All that is here, order. You can reduce them to order and things like that. Then this at the physical level, waker level, not only physical level, the waker level, there is a resolution of the individual Vishwa to Virat. Same thing at the mental level.
I need more on the mental level.
Eh?
I need more about Hiranyagarbha though, because here, this jiva, this body, is obviously a part of something much greater that has an objective reality. But in the dreamer is...
Should not take only dream.
Yeah, that's what only, I want Swamiji to expand.
No, should not take only dream as a yearning. Not
right.
Dreamer is only to point out. Because, see, that pure sukma sharira as an experience of sukshma bhuk, as a sukshma vishayas, pravibhikta bhuk, that is the word, so distinctly experience purely objects of pure creation, of your own creation, which are purely subtle, nothing but thoughts, and to point out that they show the dream. Dream should not be taken as a reality there. So what is taken is sukshma book, that's it. Sukshma vishayas, beauty. Even in the waking, you have got Hiranyagarbha. So sthula vishayas are there. So when you say pot, etc., that is one. All abstract forms of experience. Rasa. All rasas. This, you know, there's aesthetic sentiments and all that. All will come under sukshma, anything sukshma. And the sukshma prapancha, that is the most important thing.
That's right.
The sukshma prapancha. What makes a body alive? What makes a cell alive? That is sukshma. Prana. Prana belongs to Hiranyagarbha. From prana standpoint, we call Hiranyagarbha Sutratma. Sutratma, just like sutram ivaya. So it runs through all the jivas. And therefore all organisms. Therefore prana is common to all. So prana included, senses included, mind included, all these function. Vekar includes prana. Vekar includes the sukshma. Sukshma is mind. It includes, vekar includes mind, senses, all. But the you look at from the standpoint of prana, senses and mind. That is the Hiranyagarbha.
But is there a samishti order?
Yeah.
That is holding all of that together.
Holding all that together.
And that's what we call Hiranyagarbha.
Yeah, you require sukshma level, tanmatras. Then stula level, panchikrita bhutas, apanchikrita bhutas. And therefore you require, these are all born out of apanchikrita bhutas, means they, that which are subtle, tanmatra, elements. Therefore, the mind senses prana and Hiranyagarbha together. So at that level, ahankara level, you resolve. So that is a psychological order, epistemological order, the order of prana, hunger, thirst. Everything will come under Hiranyagarbha. So it is in the form of order. So you recognize the absence of alienation in terms of the ahankara, the person who is the thinker, seer, hearer, and eater, doer, everything, enjoyer, and that love. Afterwards only karana. Hiranyagarbha is over. Then the Hiranyagarbha is born of what? The jiva is born of what? And therefore, then you have to say, abhyakta. There is nothing much to say. Why? Because abhyakta means there is no alienation. The alienation is gone. The alienation implies your individuality. And in sleep there is no individuality. From the standpoint of abhyakta, you need not sleep. There is no inquiry in sleep. And therefore, so from the standpoint of abhyakta, unmanifest, there is no separation. Undifferentiated is abhyakta. So the undifferentiated Ishvara, jiva, all the jiva-jiva difference, jiva-jagat difference, jiveshvara difference, all differences are unmanifest, undifferentiated. Then undifferentiated avyakta, is it Brahman? Avyakta is Brahman. Avyakta consciousness. Because if it is avyakta consciousness, prajna, that is why it is called prajna. And that side Ishvara. Prajna, Ishvara, both of them are the same. But Ishvara is all knowing. But the jiva here, when he sleeps, the avyakta, all right. What little knowledge he had, that also is gone. All knowledge is not there. Therefore, inhibited by ajnana. That is why tamo vibhuta sukarupamit. Tamasa vibhuta hasana sukarupamit. Overwhelmed by tamas, he gains sukha. That's the difference. And therefore, you have to transcend this also. So if you transcend this, what happens? Transcend this is vastu. You can't transcend anything anymore than avyakta. So avyakta you transcend, that is avyakta become the cause. To transcend the cause, you should go to the cause of the cause. The cause of the cause is what we say, mayavi or vastu. Nanta prajnam, nabahit prajnam, it's a setup. I am conscious of the external world in the waking. I am conscious of the internal world in dream. I am not conscious of anything when I sleep. Then who are you? There is a three qualified consciousness. I am in a negation. I am not externally conscious. I am not internally conscious. I am not sleeping. I am not sleeper consciousness, I am consciousness. Nanta prajnam, nabahi prajnam, nubayata prajnam, na prajnanaganam, na prajnam. All this, Mandukya. Therefore, there is only one consciousness. Who is Ishvara, who is Hiranyagarbha, who is? And who is jiva also? It's fun to be a jiva. And there is no alienation. Between jiva and Ishvara, there is no alienation. That is the truth. One Upanishad, this is complete. And the whole thing is loaded into Om afterwards. A stands for the waker world. And Virat. And U stands for the Tejasa and the Hiranyagarbha. And Ma stands for Ishvara. And prajna. The Auma. Awu is Om. Om. When she says Om, Vedanta is Om.
Can we add in, Radha?
Yeah.
So, Swamiji, in the, with the sthana that is Hiranyagarbha, so in that sthana, the creation is already projected. So, Hiranyagarbha isn't projecting. Hiranyagarbha, is that not correct? Hiranyagarbha isn't projecting the creation. Hiranyagarbha is the order at the subtle level that is the creation.
See, it's only saying that. Hiranyagarbha, see, from Ishvara alone is Hiranyagarbha. Ishvara's manifestation is Hiranyagarbha.
Yeah.
As Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara is projecting everything.
Yeah.
That's all. It's not that another Hiranyagarbha is projecting.
Yeah.
Ishvara is Hiranyagarbha, is in the form of Jagat, all knowledge. Then what will happen is all knowledge is Ishvara's projection, if you say Ishvara's projection is this entire Jagat. Then therefore the projected thing is something different one can think. And therefore he is the projected Virat. For a projected Jagat, Virat, therefore is this Ishvara is Virat. This alone we should take. Baki sapsthanam. So, yeah. Hiranyagarbhasthanam, Viratsthanam. For Upasana, all that they have got. Then it becomes Karmapala.
Swamiji, the word presumption, Swamiji said it was presumption. What does that mean?
Presumption means praise.
Oh.
It's presumption.
But Swamiji, is...
Samsasana means praise, yeah.
Is there a vira like a Hiranyagarbha? Is there a vira like a exalted jiva?
Yeah, same Ishvara, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Okay. Okay.
You can say that. And so, because there is they give the phalam.
Yeah.
And he becomes one with that. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear you say
yeah.
that.
either a new Hiranyagarbha comes.
That what, Swamiji?
Hiranyagarbha, new sthanam, new one appointed. A new jiva becomes Hiranyagarbha. This is one you can take. Or in the Hiranyagarbha, this fellow gains some kind of a resolution.
I think the second is the one you have to take, Swamiji. If you take the first, unless you say that he's taking a position within Virat, almost like an exalted jiva within that has all powers.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't say that the jiva is Virat. You can say he's resolved into Virat as something possible.
That's what. No, we think that's not, because the jiva also is Brahman. You must always remember.
Yeah.
Therefore, this jiva, the Brahman jiva,
yeah.
And because of special punya, is that previous Hiranyagarbha, because of his prarabdha, whatever, and he lived a life of Hiranyagarbha, like Maharaja. Jivan Mukta Maharaja Janaka like. So he was a Maharaja. And that much power is there, punya is there. He was Hiranyagarbha. Then afterwards his job is over. And then the pralaya. There will be pralaya. It's called pralaya. Pralaya means a complete dissolution. Then again new one is born. Ishvara again becomes Hiranyagarbha. And somebody's karma becomes karma upadhi. After all, the karma upadhi. So like this, another.
Oh, no. Swamiji.
Karma upadhi.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a problem here. This is the problem, my problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Say, just take a minute. The jiva, if you say that because of karma and upasana, a jiva now takes the position of Hiranyagarbha,
yeah.
Then this is my problem. Just like I am a jiva, and I have the experience of all of you, you have your experience, you have your experience, Hiranyagarbha has his experience, he's an exalted jiva. So myself is Brahman, I don't have any such experience, that experience belongs to the particular jiva who is having that exalted sthana. Right? Yes. Because it's a jiva. So what about all the other jivas?
No, it's not like that.
Yeah, and I know.
A particular jiva. A particular jiva goes to become unmanifest.
Okay.
All jivas become unmanifest.
Right.
And Hiranyagarbha is unmanifest.
Okay.
So everything is unmanifest. Now Ishvara again manifests. Mm-hmm. So when he manifests, he is going to become jiva. He is going to become Hiranyagarbha.
I don't view Hiranyagarbha as a jiva.
No, you can, from the position standpoint, you can take it. Not from knowledge standpoint.
From position. But what does Swamiji mean by position?
Position means Hiranyagarbha sthanam.
What does that mean?
As the creator.
What does that mean, Swamiji?
It means the status of being a creator.
No.
No, Swamiji. What? Status of being a creator.
What does that mean?
He is the one who receives all the oblations. He is the one who receives all the namaskars.
No, Swamiji. Swamiji, if I think of the word creator, how I'm thinking of it, if I now, I imagine, just as a jiva now, pretending I'm Ishwara, I imagine a universe. Right now, as Ishwara, I am the creator of that universe. It comes from me, is sustained by me, resolves into me. It is my experience because of the Maya Upadhi. Right? Now, if you were to say that, no, really, what happens is that Ishwara is an unmanifest condition, and then a jiva is now having that experience.
No, it's not jiva. See, the unmanifest Ishwara manifests himself according to the karma upadhi.
Right.
Karma is also anadi. And that abhyakta means all the karmas are abhyakta. Now, karmas bring about different jivas. Mm-hmm. All the jivas are basta. And then basta the infrastructure, everything, whatever. Mm. The jiva manifests. And now, when this previous, there was by an exalted karma, the previous Hiranyagarbha is only Brahman now. Previous Hiranyagarbha is pure Brahman. That the Hiranyagarbha sthanam, that the sthani is no more Hiranyagarbha. And then afterwards, when he becomes Hiranyagarbha, that Hiranyagarbha sthanam is occupied by everything is Ishvara. Even your position is Ishvara. According to law of karma, your body is manifest in Ishvara. And therefore, according to that karma alone, exalted karma, Hiranyagarbha sthanam this fellow occupies. And then be that sthanam, just from the standpoint of the sthanam, why? Because prajapateranandaha, teye shatam prajapateranandaha. So from the sthanam standpoint, there will be dukkha lesha, there will be a dash of dukkha. Because we are talking of sthanam. However exalted, is more point out, however exalted sthanam, there will be dukkha lesha. But Hiranyagarbha, by his own knowledge, self-knowledge, is not different from any jiva or anything. So he is Parameshwara by his knowledge. By sthanam, exalted jiva. This is an expression, and that's it. The possibility is pointed out as a jiva.
All right, but Swamiji, if I am Brahman, and there's no jiva upadhi, because gone.
Yeah.
As long as this jiva upadhi is here, I'm experiencing the world through the jiva upadhi.
No.
Right? Whether I'm a jnani or not. When this upadhi is not there, then I'm just me. Brahman. Who is Ishwara?
Therefore, no, we are not talking of jivan mukta.
No, but I am. Yeah. Because that's where I'm having the problem.
We are talking of an exalted jiva because of his is an enormous punya by this karma and dhyanam, vipassana. And that fellow has got piled up, so much is piled up, and the Ishvara has to give him
that's fine.
A position. Is that all right? Okay, this time you be me. You be me. You be me. You have earned so much.
As long as I'm still there.
Yeah.
If Ishvara says, you be
no,
me.
No, you are there means what? Hiranyagarbha sthanam means there is nobody else except you.
No, but yeah. If Hiranyagarbha is manifest knowledge, Hiranyagarbha Virat is manifest knowledge, that's my manifest knowledge. There's not a Hiranyagarbha manifest knowledge separate from Ishvara, separate from Brahman. So
no, no. Separate from you also, because you are the Hiranyagarbha.
I am the Hiranyagarbha that the exalted
when you
jiva,
say exalted jiva, Hiranyagarbha is exalted jiva, that is the meaning we try to find out. We are trying to find out who is this exalted jiva that is called Hiranyagarbha. Why? Because two reasons I said. Because sagunam. Any saguna, anyone who has got guna, is jiva. Guna, because you are able to differentiate Ishvara from Hiranyagarbha. See, Hiranyagarbha sthanam. Your sthanam, it is a sthanam. The waker sthanam and the dreamer sthanam, it is a sthanam. And he is a sthani.
I actually don't make the differentiation.
They use the word
like
jiva, it's upachara. They use the word jiva. There is no real jiva.
Jivatvam. There's no real differentiation either.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no real differentiation. It's not therefore, like there's the avyakta that and something else is the Hiranyagarbha and something else is the Virat.
Like in dream.
Yeah.
You see, in dream, you create fellows. And one fellow says that Hiranyagarbha also, one who projects also, is also a jiva. Because he has got guna. And therefore I am a jiva, a small jiva, and he is an exalted jiva. And therefore he creates all this world, funny world. And therefore, then he goes by his karma. He goes by karma. He goes by karma. And he has to go by karma. He has to go by laws. He cannot transgress the laws. He is under laws, under the pressure of laws. So he also is in the form of laws. He cannot transgress the laws. And therefore, the law is limited by those laws. There is a dukkalesha. But then, there will be one thing. But by his knowledge, by his own self-knowledge, if the dreamer who dreams this world happens to know himself that I am Brahman, I am free, then that is an experience, different experience. But dreamer experience, without not taking into his self-knowledge, is a jiva.
So you're almost saying that there's a Hiranyagarbha sthanam that is still included within ajnanam.
Yeah. And I'm just telling that's only a upachara.
What does upachara mean?
Upachara means that sthanam, even Hiranyagarbha sthanam is not knowledge. You have to transcend that Hiranyagarbha sthanam also.
That makes sense then.
Yeah.
But what Swamiji is saying
that's
then...
That's all what he's saying then.
But then for Ishvara, there is no avidya. There's just the maya upadhi.
Yeah, yeah.
But for Hiranyagarbha sthanam,
yeah.
There's
already
an identification from the other side.
Already manifestation has come.
Yeah. Okay.
Therefore, yeah.
Thanks.